Kevin zipped his pants and hit the flusher with his palm. That's ridiculous. You're seeing things. Yeah, I know. I'm a paranoid fuck, but I'm telling you, the cowboy's got an earpiece. Kevin wanted to dismiss it as bullshit, but after everything that had happened, he decided to check it out. Go over to the bar and get a drink. I'll take a look and join you in a few minutes. He gave Tay time to clear out, then re-entered the casino. He meandered over to the high-stakes area, nodding at a few friendly dealers along the way. When he reached Tay's old table, he slowed, checking out the players. He saw the man with the cowboy hat at third base, chatting with a woman with frizzy dark hair sitting next to him. The man looked to be in his mid-40s, with matching jeans and jacket and dark brown cowboy boots. He looked like a hick from Texas, not a casino employee or a private eye. Kevin stepped closer, searching for any sign of an earpiece. The guy's ears looked clean. Either he'd put the earpiece away, or, more likely, Tay was imagining things. Kevin skirted the table and exited the high-stakes area on the other side. He made his way to the bar near the edge of the MGM's main gambling area and spotted Tay towering over one of the stools. To Kevin's surprise, Tay wasn't alone. He was in deep conversation with a woman in a short leather skirt and a see-through white top, tied off to reveal a sliver of flat, tan stomach. The woman had curly blonde hair and fantastic legs. She had a hand balanced gently on Tay's thigh, and she was laughing at everything he was saying. Kevin could tell from Tay's expression that he thought he had just hit Vegas gold. Kevin was about to give his spotter some room to operate when the woman leaned forward, gave Tay a kiss on the cheek, and moved away from the bar. Kevin waited until she had turned the corner before approaching. "I'm impressed," he said. "That was some quick work." Tay blushed. "I think I'm in love. Her name's Kimberly. She's fantastic. And she's also from Boston." Kevin's eyebrows came together. "You told her where you're from?" Tay shook his head. "You think I'm an idiot?" "No, she approached me. Told me she was from Boston, visiting Vegas for the first time. She wanted some tips on playing blackjack." Warning bells were going off in Kevin's head. Women who looked like that didn't play blackjack. They played roulette and slots. "What did you tell her?"
"Just the basics," Tay said. "Then she asked me where I was staying and if I had any friends here who wanted to meet up with her friends tomorrow night."
Tay's excitement was tapering as he analyzed Kevin's expression.
"A bit suspicious now that you fucking killed my buzz, and I thought I was just getting lucky."
Maybe it was Kevin's turn to be paranoid, but he didn't like the feeling that was building in his chest. "Wait here," he said. He moved quickly around the bar, following the path the woman had taken a few minutes ago. He pushed through a crowd of sports fans and NFL jackets, then navigated around two craps tables to the edge of the gaming area. He finally caught sight of the curly-haired woman near the elevators that led to the tower rooms. She was in the midst of an intense conversation with a tall, spindly man with silver hair. When the man looked up, Kevin recognized his weathered cheeks and narrow blue eyes. Kevin quickly faded back into the casino. His breath was coming fast and his cheeks felt hot. It was the same guy who had watched him from behind the glass entrance to New York, New York. The woman must have been working with him, flirting with Tay to seduce information out of him. There was no way it was a coincidence. The MIT team had been made.